Welcome back, guys. Welcome back to the Zoom. We love it. We love to have you. Thanks for joining us.
What's that, dog?
All right.
I can hear you. Yeah. Okay. All right. Welcome back to season 2, episode 2. You know, it feels really good to be back. You know, we were going to try to do one episode a week. We told you that last episode. That was 3 weeks ago.
And of course, knowing us, things always happen.
But we've been through hell and back in these past 3 weeks. My car broke down. I became homeless. My skateboard was my house and my car at the same time.
Yep. So really, it's all been on Zach.
Yeah, that's true. We started this podcast, but then I didn't have headphones. They're in my broken car, which wasn't at my
house.
Honestly,
Zach was having a bad day, but let's just kick this podcast right out of the gate. Zach has been having, he's been having a week.
No, that was last week. This week's been great.
Okay, well, Zach, catch us up on your week last week.
Dude, my car broke down. So let me just tell you, I started tracking my sleep on my phone. It came out to 4 hours and 12 minutes a night on average.
Dude, that's awful.
That's since the new iOS popped up. So that's not just last week. That's all the weeks. So I've been trying to make a change. I put on the new sleep mode for my phone. Last night, guess how much sleep I got?
5 hours?
No, dude. I got 7 hours and 30 minutes. Look, my eyes, they've got a little bit of a lift. There's less wrinkles. I've got a little bit extra spirit.
I've got to tell you, that's the one thing that I have been working on improving in my life. And sleep? Okay, yeah, guys, let me just break something down. You need it. You really do be needing it because it changes a girl and a boy.
Changes, yeah, it turns a man back into a boy because not sleeping ages you. And I feel like I'm 12 years old again, man, chasing the girls down the street. But just one of them these days.
Marcelita?
Yeah, baby.
So, you know, Zach had a week. He also had some near-death experiences while surfing. You wanna film in on when you talk to the Lord?
Oh, yeah, I had a nice chat with Jesus. Dude, the waves, man, they went from being small all summer. I'm talking like 1 to 4 feet. Recently, these waves have been cooking. There's been like a pressure cooker in the water, and it has been shooting these waves towards the shore. Poseidon has been making love in these waters, and it has been big. I'm talking 10, 25-foot waves easily. I went out the first day of the swell, and I thought it was going to be small waves, but these waves were 10-plus feet, and I've been out in 20-foot waves before. That was an accident, but these waves were just so powerful. I got knocked out. Not knocked out, but like I got pushed under the water. I wiped out off a wave, and I just got held down. Another wave came. Kelly Slater's been in these situations, but I hadn't been in one quite like that before.
Dicey.
And I just, dude, I picked up the iPhone. I FaceTimed God, and he was just, he was there for me. But it was scary. And then another day I was out there, and it was that freaking big, and my leash broke, and I was so far out, I had to swim back to shore. It was crazy, but I'm alive.
Dude, I'm glad you're alive and well so that we can, you know, make this podcast for the people.
Dude, a lot of them revolve around surfing. So, yo, for the people who don't know, let's just kick it off. Surfing has been kind of the forefront of my life lately because I've just been starting every day with a surf before I do whatever else I do.
Dude, I love that.
It was one of the foggiest days I've ever seen. And I told you about this, but some people don't know, I surfed with freaking Diplo.
Oh, yes. Zach, literally, did we not mention this in the last podcast?
Dude, no, I forgot. I you know, I didn't want to name drop it. You know, we're just like on that first man level, like his real name's Thomas. So it was just like Zach and Thomas in the water.
Dude, Zachary literally hit Diplo with his surfboard.
So I'm not even a bad surfer anymore. I'm like actually kind of decent, but For whatever reason, that week I only had the 4 hours of sleep. So I wiped out on a wave. I ran over this guy in the water. And I'm like, dude, I'm sorry, bro. I look at him and I'm like, bro.
Like, do I know you?
Diplo?
You look familiar.
Ever since Justin Bieber's Sorry came out, I've been a fan of Diplo. He's good.
Yeah,
he's good. Most people probably don't know what he looks like.
Yeah, okay, that's true. I was thinking about that. So Zach told me this story, and I had to Google a picture because if I ran into Diplo, I wouldn't know.
Yeah, I don't think most people would. Like, what's this guy look like? You know, you hear his tunes. He's like, if you listen to this podcast and you're not watching the video, which we have this week, so check it out on the YouTube, you don't know what they look like. I've been watching Cobra Kai and The Karate Kid. Have you ever been in a fight?
One time when I was like 12, I told this girl, I was like, I could definitely punch you in the face. And she was like, no, you couldn't. And I was like, yeah, like if you wanted to fight, like I would beat you. And she was like, nuh-uh. And then I was like, yeah. And so we went at it, and I punched her in the face.
Who was this?
I'm not naming names.
Do I know her?
Yeah. I just punched her in the arm. That's all. It wasn't that intense. We were like 12.
We gotta know. But anyway, trash talk is really fun. It's something I'd like to perfect, actually. It's really fun. Like, and it's one of those things, like, if someone comes up and trash talks you, if you don't look intimidated, they get pissed. I'm like, if you're going to act like a little weasel, you might as well just put my surf cord around your neck, because I'm not allowed to be out here with my pets off a leash. I didn't really say that, but that would have been great.
So I do have big news. I'm excited because, so if you guys, you know, if you're following me on Instagram or anything, you might have seen some exciting things coming up. And I'm really excited because I'm partnering with some people who are like in my family, and it's kind of already a thing, but we're extending it. And like, that's the best way I can describe it. And the other half of it, I'm like getting to run. But basically, I'm kind of starting like a clothing line.
Dude, that's crazy. How does that work? Do you already have, like...
It's a Facebook Live clothing line. So, basically, there's this whole thing about a program. It's called Comet to Sold. You can shop on Facebook, and you can watch people's live videos where they're selling stuff. It's kind of like a QVC situation, and people comment sold on it. So, it's called Dottie's Clothing Company, or whatever. So, it's on Facebook. And they're not doing really anything with the Instagram and the website. So I'm getting to take over that side of it. And so basically I get to pick out the clothes for it, create the content for it. So it's kind of my own little section of Dottie's.
Huh, that's crazy. So are you the one like on the Facebook Live selling the stuff?
No, not yet, because it's kind of hard because they're in another state. Mm. So I can't really do the Facebook Lives because the... Yeah, so they're doing the Facebook Lives, and I'm running the Instagram side of it and the website. But it's really freaking cool because I get to, like, shop for the clothes, put the looks together. So it's really cool, and I'm really excited.
Dude, that's what's up, bro. That's crazy. What's the best part of it? Is there, like, a lot you got to do still?
Yeah, there's a lot of things, like, behind-the-scenes work, content work that I'm having to do. But definitely the most fun part so far is, like, picking out the clothes. Like, I literally get to go on these websites from, like, distributors and vendors and literally design, like, a clothing line.
Dang, that's crazy.
And I'm excited about it. So if anybody wants to shop those clothes, they'll probably be dropping next month.
What's the website? What's the Instagram?
So the Instagram's Dottie's.
How do you spell it? Dottie?
Yep, apostrophe S.
Today's podcast episode is sponsored by Dottie's. You're in need for that special clothes, for that special somebody, Dottie's. Oh. We've come a long way since we used to be sponsored by Honey.
Yeah, we're doing big things. Netflix signed us, Dottie's signed us. This thing is taking off, guys.
Yo, but I got a new segment idea. We're going to steer this off this for a sec. We're going to get something interesting going on here. I got a new podcast segment idea. Actually, I don't know if we've really had any segments, but this should get us talking.
Okay, hit me with it.
Okay, so I think every episode, I think we should go to Twitter, find out the top thing that's trending, and just talk about it.
Oh, I like that.
Maybe we don't know anything about it. Maybe we do. We'll call this What's Trending. But I think it sounds pretty cool.
No, I love that. Let's do it. I'm going on Twitter right now. If you don't know me, I'm on Twitter. My handle is @_MurfDog with 2 G's.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to go to Twitter. We're going to go to the trending section. We're going to look at the number one thing, and we are going to talk about it. But if we don't know what it is, then we're going to go to the number two thing. So I'm on Twitter right now, and the first thing that's trending is regeneration.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've got no idea what that is either, which is perfect, because the number two thing that's trending is Travis Scott,
dude,
baby.
Dude, have you tried his food from McDonald's yet?
I'm so glad this is trending. Yeah, I tried the Travis Scott burger, and
is
dude,
it good?
It was
okay,
fire.
Wait.
It was actually really good. I love
McDonald's.
I have
to interject, because what you just said was what I was about to say, and I'm upset because I wanted to say it first, but I love McDonald's. Okay, so I have a story. I actually lied. I did a lot of things this week, but honestly, I've just been brain dead for half of this podcast, but I'm coming back to life, so don't even worry about it. So basically,
that's why I'm here, bro.
So Sunday, Alex was here, and after church, we were, like, driving back. He had some stuff he had to do, so, like, we were going to print some stuff, blah, blah, blah. Anyways, we were, like, driving, and I was, like, I really want some chicken nuggets really bad. And so I was, like, also, I was, like, I love McDonald's. Like, I literally just said that. I was, like, I love McDonald's. And if you say you don't love McDonald's, I don't believe you. So here we are, strolling through the McDonald's drive-thru, get that 20-count chicken nugget to share, and then got some... No.
For you?
No. We were sharing it.
I was like, dang, you really do like McDonald's.
No, we were sharing it, bro. And I was eating it, and I realized I hadn't had McDonald's in so long. I haven't had McDonald's probably in, like, a couple months. And, yeah,
dang,
I'm dead serious. I don't eat it a lot. And when I was eating it, I was like, oh, my God, I have missed this. And so today's Wednesday. Every day, I have not had McDonald's. I can't do that. But... every day, I have, like, been like, man, I would love some McDonald's right now. I'm craving it right now, actually.
Dude, oh, wait, so you didn't have the Travis Scott burger. You just got the McNuggets?
Yeah, this has nothing to do with Travis Scott. I'm just sitting over here proclaiming
I was waiting
my love
for more
for McDonald's.
Dude, that's awesome.
No,
you know what?
I want to try that, though.
Yeah, that's good. And one thing I love about your boyfriend, Alex, is, like, dude, he has this mutual love Coca-Cola and McDonald's, so, like, I know me and him are gonna vibe for life.
Exactly, guys, me too, because I also love those things.
I'm not even lying. Dude. Like, I swear, if it was my last day on Earth, one of the things I would need to have is a Big Mac.
Dude, I get that. McDonald's is where it's at. What's your classic McDonald's order?
It is, yeah, it's a large Big Mac, sometimes with two apple pies on the side, a Coke, and an Oreo McFlurry.
Here's a fun fact that I don't think a lot of people know about me, but, like, okay, this is not... I don't want this to come off as, like, a shaming thing. If you're like this and you want to do this, whatever, but I gained a lot of weight my junior year of high school because me, Zach, and my other brother, Grant, and our friend, Evan, we would go to McDonald's every day of the summer, and we would get a large iced coffee, because they were a dollar, and a large fry. I'm not even joking. I probably gained, like, 15 pounds. So maybe don't do that. Like,
and not only, it was also in, like, due to, like, midnight.
Dude, yeah. So don't do that. Don't do that whole combination, but also it was a great time in my life. I don't regret it. But, you know, I had to work it off later.
Dude, you know, it's, you know, pros and cons. Are you easily influenced by ads? Like, if you see, like, a McDonald's commercial or a Kit Kat commercial, are you gonna, like, probably go out and buy one?
Not usually. Are you?
Oh, yeah. I'm super influenced by, not people. Like, I'm not influenced by people at all. Like, peer pressure has never been a thing that's really bothered me, but...
I'm influenced by my shopping ads. My shopping ads know me. They'll, like, put up stuff, and I'm like, dang, I'm gonna buy that right now.
I know. They do a really good job. Like, if I see a Coca-Cola commercial, it really works. Or if I see a Coca-Cola in the movie, but, like, bring it back home to the Karate Kid. I freaking bought a bonsai tree this week, too. So not only am I getting in fights with people, but also I bought a bonsai tree. I named it Mr. Miyagi. The thing is great.
Basically,
so cute.
Basically, Zach is the new Karate Kid.
I know. And what's bad is I look like the bad guy when I put a bandana on. I look like the blonde bad guy in the Karate Kid. Mom said that to me so many times. But anyway, the bonsai tree is so cool. It's 4 years old, but it's literally only 2 inches tall. It's so cute.
But yeah, what's one thing fun that you're doing this weekend? What's one advice you'd give to the viewers this week to have a good week?
Dude, okay, in terms of advice, man, just like beat to your own drum. Like kind of when I was getting messed around with by those guys. Dude, things like that, they don't matter. Outside things in life, they don't matter. Nothing matters at the end of the day except for, are you having fun? Do you have a good image of yourself? A good positive image is the key to confidence, and confidence oftentimes makes you happy. So, dude, just like blow off all the negatives, only pay attention to the positives, and like you're going to be way happier. It's been great.
Yeah, that's one thing I've been vibing with this week is just like don't like ever like just don't care what like do what makes you happy. Like don't
for
strive
sure.
to like please everybody else. Like you're just not going to win, and like no one wins like that.
Nobody wins. You that's what losers. You lose. Yeah, you losers.
That's what I have to say.
Don't do that. What was the other thing you asked me? Oh, what am I doing this weekend?
Yeah, do you have any fun plans?
Well, I've had some fun plans these past couple weekends, but I woke up this morning with this is gonna sound so bad, but I have two bank accounts, but one of them had -$80, which I knew was gonna happen because I had to make a payment. I just hadn't transferred the money yet.
Oh,
but it didn't matter. I had overdraft protection, so then I put in the money. But to this weekend, I'm just laying low. I'm gonna start a spooky movie. I love movies, so me and Marcella are gonna start watching some like Disney Halloween movies. Nothing scary because I can't handle them, but. We're gonna carve a pumpkin.
Oh, that's so fun. I went to a pumpkin patch last weekend.
Dude, I saw it. It looked cute. Yeah, like and subscribe. And if you're listening to the podcast, dude, freaking leave us a review. Tell your friend to listen to the podcast. Send them the link. You know you like this podcast. We got to grow it. And sometimes I listen to the podcast. Like, I'm not even joking. I listen to each episode maybe once or twice.
I do.
And she might.
All right, guys. You guys have a great week. We love you.
Yeah, we love you guys. I love you. Thanks for joining in on the Zam. You know, we are the number one podcast somewhere. In Easley, South Carolina, we are the number one podcast. Thank you guys for doing that.
Yeah, y'all are insane. The support is overwhelming.
Ciao. Oh.